Hello, it's Gabriel McBird here with another of my occasional booths about my own dodgy cooking. I didn't really do any recording of it in the kitchen this time because it's not really a lot. You know, it's only just rattling around in cupboards, chopping stuff, and don't use any kind of blender or anything. It's another slow cooker creation with some mixed game. I got a 600 gram pack for £4 from the market last weekend, all vacuum packed. That should make the basis of a decent casserole thing. I went out yesterday to Sainsbury to look for a casserole pack of vegetables where you get everything all kind of in one. Sadly though, I just couldn't find one. They just didn't seem to have one. And I've been and looked on their website, to be fair, and there isn't really one listed there either. There is a stew pack, but that's not got potato in it. That's got carrots, swede, and a couple of other bits and pieces, celery. If I'd have been able to find one of them, I'd have bought one and just done some potatoes. So I actually had to do more of the groundwork myself this time and got carrots and a bag of baby potatoes and an onion, and chop that lot up myself. I did get some fresh peas and throw them in. There might be a few too many peas, actually, really, but, you know, still. And I got a packet of mushrooms, chopped them up small and threw them in. I know you should put them in at the end, but, you know, for me it just all goes in and they kind of add to the texture. I peeled the potatoes this time. I don't usually, but this time I peeled them and chopped them up quite small, so I'm hoping that they'll mash down a little bit and help make the whole thing more tasty. And in terms of spices, I've just realised I forgot to add something, actually, so I'm going to go back in a minute now and add it. I've added garlic and some chilli, a few juniper berries, a pinch of cloves and some wine, some red wine, some South African red wine thing. As I say, I had some chilies that I also got from the market last week that were fresh. So I had a quick nibble of them to see they weren't belting hot and just sort of roughly chopped them up and threw them in, seeds and all, so it should add a bit of a belt to it. Salt and pepper. And I think that's about the lot. As I say, I've realised I've forgotten to add the tomato puree, actually. So I'm going to go into the kitchen and just do that in a minute. And I'm hoping that overall it's going to be a damn good dish. What with the cloves and the juniper berries, the sauce might be a bit kind of strange, might be a bit Christmas cakey. There's no cinnamon in there, mind you, or anything like that, but hopefully it won't be. I don't want the sauce, but I say fish cake. I say Christmas cake. Actually, what I really don't want the sauce to taste of particularly is an old-fashioned kind of Beecham's powder. Yeah, they've got quite a lot of cloves and stuff in them like that. So I will report on how it all turns out. Okay, it's Gabriel McBird. Back again, it's the next day. I cooked up my casserole thing and went out for lunch, or should I say for dinner. Just gonna kill this radio. Bye-bye. I've put the resulting casserole has cooled down. I've portioned some of it off into the freezer and frozen it all. I've just put the bowl out of the microwave. It's here. Let me put this phone down. And I'll have a taste of it. Now, the problem I always have with these casseroles, if anyone can give me any hints, actually, I'd be really grateful of a reasonably easy, blind-friendly way of thickening the sauce. There are things you can do, like get a cupful of the liquid and put it through a sieve and put it in the
pan and boil it up. If I've add corn flour, if I've got to do that, I will. But if someone can come up with something that's a bit more easy to do, maybe something I can do from the beginning, that'd be great. So now I put this there's some liquid that I used a slotted spoon. The meat's lovely and tender. The vegetables seem well cooked. It tastes slightly bitter. This could be due to the fact it was a relatively dry wine. And also, of course, there's cloves and there's juniper berries in there. I can taste a hint of chilli. I quite like it. But it needs a bit more body and sweetness. I'm a bit loath to put sugar in a dish, really. Especially in a slow cooker, I don't know how it would work. So given the range of ingredients in there of vegetables and game, and then juniper berries, cloves, tomato puree, garlic, red wine and a few mixed herbs. I think I'm barking along roughly the right kind of path, and yeah, plenty of garlic. It tastes good, but if anyone could give me an idea on something to kind of make it a little bit sweeter, then it'd be really lovely. So I'm gonna give myself. Gonna be quite harsh on myself and give myself 6.5 out of 10. If it were a bit sweeter and nicer, I'd give it an 8. And there's a lot of strong flavours in here, and I've probably done too much to hide the taste of the meat, really. The meat kind of adds to it without being the number one component. You know, I could have made this casserole, frankly, with beef, stewing beef, or certainly chicken. I suppose the meat's a bit more robust than chicken, but you know, I couldn't really describe it as tasting gamey, though. I think clearly the game's added something to it.